USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Steve Scalise bowing out of the race to become the next Speaker of the House.
I just shared with my colleagues that I'm withdrawing my name as a candidate for the Speaker designee.
He announced at a conference meeting yesterday that he would be pulling out of the race following a day full of meetings with fellow Republicans. It appeared unlikely he would get the 217 members of his own party to vote for him on the floor, as a small number of conservatives appeared to block his path. House Republicans will meet again this morning. Senator Tommy Tuberville, a Republican from Alabama, alerted Capitol Police earlier this week to what he called an attempt to encourage politically motivated assassination by former CIA and NSA Director General Michael Hayden. The former U.S. intelligence boss had suggested on social media the day before that Tuberville should be removed from the human race. Hayden later ridiculed what he called MAGA nuts who objected to his threatening language. The United States and Qatari governments are halting a deal that would have granted Iran $6 billion in humanitarian aid.
Iran was going to have access to the money as part of a prisoner swap last month. However, U.S. officials now believe Iran might have been partly responsible for the Hamas attacks in Israel. President Biden faced pressure from lawmakers on both sides to stop the money from being used, and on Thursday was reported that the deal was frozen. I'm Dave Collins.
Gaza is getting pummeled by airstrikes as Israel prepares for a possible ground assault. The Israel Defense Forces say they're mobilized about 300 reservists near the Gaza border, and they are continuing large-scale strikes on Hamas targets. At least 27 Americans have been killed. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Lionel Messi came off the bench in the second half as Argentina defeated Paraguay 1-0 in World Cup qualifying matches last night in Buenos Aires. Messi, who's been recovering from a leg injury, played a lively 40 minutes after intermission, directing traffic and helping Argentina pin Paraguay back. After the game, Messi said he's happy to be playing again. A major Hollywood fundraiser being called off because of the ongoing violence in the Middle East. The Academy Museum of Motion Pictures said yesterday that it has decided to cancel its annual Red Carpet Academy Museum Gala that was planned for this Saturday. The year's honorees included Meryl Streep, Michael B. Jordan, and Oprah Winfrey. Event organizers said in an email that the Academy Museum condemns all forms of hate and cruelty and stands in support of innocent Israeli and Palestinian lives affected by the ongoing violence. An annular solar eclipse casting a shadow on the sun, making a ring of fire in the sky tomorrow. But if you look at that solar eclipse with no protection, you could damage your eyes. That's because the sun's ultraviolet radiation can burn your retina, and it can happen before you even know it. Get a pair of eclipse glasses or a handheld solar viewer online. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.